Anne.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
Lovely day.
It's beautiful out. I just went for a walk.
Good for you.
Hello, everyone. I think Heather is on her way in and should be on in just a couple of minutes. I guess maybe while we're waiting, is there anything that anyone found interesting from WolfCon that they were interested in sharing about?
Did anybody else go see the LC presentation about what they are doing with the Folio browser extension?
I did not, but I heard Heather went and it sounded really interesting. So I'm hoping to watch the recording when that comes out.
Yeah, there are some sessions that I had conflicts. Oh, I just did virtual, so there were some conflicts, like there were sessions at the same time and things like that. So I'm hoping the recordings come out soon.
Heather, I don't think Dennis is here yet, from what I can see. Let's see. While she's trying to find out the audio, I don't know, Aaron, did we clear up everything that you had that you needed for the Duke topics and the implementers?
We certainly made a lot of progress. I was hoping to have a chance to clean that out before we revisited it
Okay, yeah, no,
again.
that's totally okay. I'm just trying to see what we have here. Joe, was there anything specific that you wanted to go over, or just people's reactions to different talks, or?
Well, let's see. We did have the work acquisitions workflow session that I wanted to follow up on a little bit. I don't know how many of you were able to attend that, but it was not, here's what we're doing, so much as an extended conversation. So I just wanted to touch on that briefly and loop back around. We can also wait on that, but there's a little bit of strike while the iron's hot, because we got into a really good conversation, and then time was up, and we had to stop our discussion a little bit early. But I did kind of want to review a little bit of that, given that I just got back from what yesterday was my first day back in office since WolfCon. There's a lot to parse, so it's not like I have a lot of action items, but I do have a lot of notes. So if you want, we can do that, or we can just share other comments about WolfCon. But there was one, ac we really only had the one acquisition session to focus on.
Yeah, that sounds great. If anyone, I actually wasn't able to make that one, but if there were others here who were able to attend and had some thoughts about that discussion.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen if that's all right.
That would be great. Do you need permission or do you have? Okay, perfect.
And now let me just get my screen set up because Zoom has this fantastic ability to get in the way of whatever it is you want to do.
It certainly does.
Okay, so we kind of started off with a little overview of what we were doing, and then we went immediately, or very, very early on, we went into a poll of the people in the room, and it was a two-question poll, and we got 17 responses. And basically, if I switch over to the questions, just so you can see the questions. What are your biggest pain points in acquisitions work? And you can select up to three. And then what value add work are you unable to do because you don't have time? So we go back to the results, and we definitely saw some patterns. So based on our previous discussions and focus groups and similar work, we had come up with a list of very broad categories. So, creating orders manually, claiming, creating invoices manually, gathering information related to whatever work it is you're trying to do, enriching bibliographic metadata, specifically at or around the point of order, managing purchase requests, managing finances, and then there was a box for other, which I thought would allow you to say what that other was, but it doesn't. That's a fail on my part. So I don't know what that other thing is, unfortunately. And then what value add work are you unable to do because you don't have time? And it was a number of things. There were only six responses on here. But if if I look at the results, so there was nothing there, nothing there. So populating purchase orders. So that relates to creating orders manually. Cross-collaborative work. That's a good one. Creating or improving documentation is an area where you wish you had more time to work on that. Claiming. A couple of people said claiming. Analysis of usage data, or more frequent analysis of usage data. Correcting ISSNs and records, and then claiming. One reason I like word clouds is that it's able to kind of suss some of that out. So it was a wide variety of things. Claiming, analysis, and documentation, and ISSN work. Collaboration. Those were kind of the big takeaways that I got from that. And then from here, we went on to discussing more specific cases. Before I continue, I don't know how many of you were in that session, but do these results generally align with your experiences as well? Part of what we're trying to do is just collect and aggregate data. So we have a sample size of 17, but it was also rooted in another sample. So I want to make sure that we've got all that covered. I'm not seeing any chat or hands raised. So I'll
Oh,
go ahead.
sorry, Joe. I was just going to say I was at the session, and I think yes, and I was also in the working group that Dennis kind of went through all of that stuff to begin with. So I found it pretty consistent to what the things that we had discussed in the working group, and also, the results that came up in the room.
Okay, thanks. And one of the things about being a product owner, we spend a lot of time with our noses down, just looking at what's right in front of us. And from time to time, we need to come up for air and just make sure we're asking the right questions. Are we looking at the right things? Because it's easy to get really detailed in fixing one or two things. While overlooking some important areas that you really need to talk about, I'm not going to go super deep on here, but we then spent a fair amount of time talking about ways that we could, about issues relating to creating invoices and creating orders. So the things in green are related to invoices, the things in yellow are related to orders. I've tried to do a little bit of summarizing and evaluation. The inputting and approving, seven people said that they spent more time and had more pain on the inputting side of invoices, and three people said that they had significant pain on the approving side of invoices, which is useful just to help us, figure out what the balance is like and where the bottlenecks are. And so we are going to evaluate all this. Some of it looks like it could be fairly straightforward UI changes or modifications. Other things are very much the beginning of some extended conversations that we're hoping to have. But yeah, so that's what we discussed with the create order and invoice. And then we got into purchase requests in particular, because purchase requests are a very time-consuming use case related to the creation of orders. We got somewhat into it. Oops. We got somewhat into it, but we, yeah, this is more kind of asking questions and feeling things out, just in terms of what kind of time is being used and how things ought to look. So this is really more, starting that conversation as well. Rob Roos from Spokane Public Library did say that he was working on a request mod, which they call wish list. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with. It is a public library mod, but that's fine because yeah, there are a lot of things you can do with it, and public libraries get tons of requests. So yeah, anyway, that's basically what we discussed. We'll probably want to loop back and discuss some more of this even further. And there were topics that we didn't get to, just because we didn't have time. One of the big areas that we didn't get into that came up was gathering information. So we'll also probably want to have a number of conversations with you about that. And by when we talk about gathering information, what I'm specifically talking about is you have to make acquisitions decisions. You have to when you're like approving invoices, when you're allocating your budgets, when you're just making bigger picture collection management decisions, any of that, you're relying on numerous pieces of information. So you've got, email chains with a vendor talking that trace an entire history of a particular order or package or whatever. You've got various analytics that you'll want to look at to evaluate your collection. You'll need to look at your finances just to figure out the various financial state of things. These all involve a lot of screens and a lot of clicks, and they're all over the place. And what we heard is it takes a lot of time for you to find it all and pull it all in and get it into a state where you can do things with that. So that is also very much a pain point, that is worth looking at. And how that's going to look, I have no idea, but we very much heard that. And I do want to verify that I understand the gathering information is basically just wrangling lots of data from lots of different sources for very common acquisitions tasks. So that, in a nutshell, is what we covered in the Modernizing Acquisitions Workflows session at WolfCon. Does anyone have any questions or comments or feedback on all that? You can, of course, watch the session. We recorded the whole thing. But yeah, that's what we did.
Does anyone have an idea of when the recordings are going to be available?
Last year, I think it took like less than a month. A couple of years ago, it took a little bit longer because they were having problems converting the files to the YouTube channel. But I think last year it was, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
That reminds me, I need to go through, well, everybody who presented is supposed to go through and check timestamps on the recordings and everything to help speed up that process. Okay, if there are no further questions or comments on this, I will stop sharing and turn things back over to Heather or Kimberly.
All right. Heather, was there anything else you wanted to cover today? Or I think Dennis is here now. I don't know if Dennis had anything. If not, maybe we can just end early.
Yeah, there was nothing specific for me.
All right. I don't know if Heather can hear me or not. Oh, that was it. Okay. All right. Let's end early for the day. Thank you all so much. And I hope you have a really good week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Cheers.
Have a good one.